Today's Here's to Your Health segment with Dr. T. Glenn Pate is brought to you by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences.
The symptoms of hemophilia are usually first noticed during infancy or childhood, such as when a male child is circumcised. Some people who have milder forms of the bleeding disorder may not develop symptoms until later in life. Some of the common symptoms of hemophilia are unexplained bruises and bleedings in the muscles and joints, especially the knees, elbows, and ankles. Spontaneous internal bleeding that occurs for no apparent reason, or bleeding for a long time after getting a cut, removing a tooth, or having surgery are possible symptoms of the disease. For people with a history of hemophilia, it's possible to test the fetus during pregnancy to see if the baby is affected by the disease. Analysis of a blood sample from a baby, a child, or an adult can show a deficiency of a blood clotting factor. Sometimes mild hemophilia is not diagnosed until after a person has undergone surgery and excessive bleeding has come about. For Here's to Your Health, I'm Dr. T. Glenn Pate.
Support for Here's to Your Health is provided by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences for a better state of health through teaching the state's healthcare professionals, healing the sick and injured, searching for new medical treatments, and providing programs that reach into every corner of our state. Visit uamshealth.com.